Yesterday morning on KUOW, we went back to the womb to see how poverty can affect a baby's brain even before it's born. Well, the challenges continue after the birth. Infants from low-income families can be at a disadvantage when it comes to learning language. Well, it turns out there's a simple step parents can take to help keep their children on course starting in year one. It's something a lot of us take for granted, baby talk. KUOW's education reporter Ann Dornfeld has more in our series Behind from the Beginning.
On a sunny afternoon, 18-year-old Margaret Rim is sitting in an empty classroom at South Shore High School in Seattle.
Oh, my goodness.
She's bouncing her infant son, Raiden, on her knee.
Hi. Look, there's Emma.
That's Emma Spohn. She's a nurse with Public Health Seattle, King County.
Oh, hello, sweet boy. Oh, my goodness. Oh, those cheeks. He loves looking at your face.
Spohn visits RIM every 2 weeks as part of the Nurse Family Partnership. That's a nationwide program that pairs low-income, first-time moms with visiting nurses who mentor them from early in pregnancy until the baby is 2 years old. They either meet at RIM's apartment or at South Shore. The high school has a special program for teen moms and their babies. Today, they're talking about the importance of talking and reading to baby Raiden as much as possible. Spohn says that's key to helping him develop his language skills.
Really, I just encourage that any bit of reading, any bit of spelling, any bit of language, and just being able to talk to our babies, that is the gift, and that's the secret.
She encourages Rim to look beyond books and get creative.
The other thing we talk about, especially as he gets bigger, is kind of making your own story. Mm-hmm. And even I was thinking about this week what a story would be of, like, Mommy and Raiden go back to school. Could that not be a story?
I think I was making up a story when I told him to be, when I was talking to him yesterday, mm-hmm. and I told him how he has to be nice. I told him what I was going to be doing during school and what he should be doing during school.
Yes.
Even though Raiden's still just a babe in arms, there's evidence that the simple act of talking and reading to him regularly is one of the best ways to get him ready for school. In one well-known study, researchers recorded parents' interactions with their young children for several years. They found that the kids from professional families heard an estimated 30 million more words by age 3 than children whose parents were on welfare. Poor children ended up with much smaller vocabularies. And that huge gap remained years later, in third grade. Patricia Kuhl studies young children's development at the University of Washington Institute for Learning and Brain Sciences. Several years ago, Kuhl and her colleagues measured young children's cognitive skills, their intelligence, and their social skills. But she says the best indicator of children's brain development wasn't any of those measures. It was their family's socioeconomic status. Kuhl and her colleagues found a direct relationship between income level and children's access to libraries and books in their homes.
And we would use dinner time conversations or other conversations that we could record between parents and kids. As you went down the socioeconomic scale, children had fewer opportunities to learn because there weren't those supporting things and interactions in the home.
There can be a lot of reasons parents don't talk to their kids as much. Exhaustion from working multiple jobs, the stresses of poverty, education levels, and whether their parents talked and read to them. Kuhl says that gap could be narrowed if parents realize the power they hold to develop their children's brains for free. And she says parents can't start too early.
Our data are demonstrating that babies are learning in the womb. I mean, listening to you talk in the last 10 weeks starts them up on the learning process with regard to language. At birth, our studies showed in 2013 that babies recognize the mother's voice, that babies recognize even the vowel sounds of her language, and they are born and curious to hear something new, which proves that they've learned what they'd been hearing so far.
Kuhl says overheard conversations, TV, even highly educational public radio stories don't do the trick. Only live face-to-face interactions with baby get the right neurons firing. Kuhl says that's because babies learn language not just with their ears, but also with their eyes. They're carefully watching the speaker's facial expressions and mouth movements to figure out how to make their own mouths make those sounds. As Margaret Rim told nurse Emma Spohn, that's what baby Raiden's been working on.
It's funny. Yesterday I was spelling kangaroo, but I realized this morning I was spelling it wrong.
You were spelling it to him?
Yeah, I spelled it K-A-N-G-R-O-O, but it was, I forgot the A in between.
Okay.
But yeah, and then at the end I would do like, I would go, and then he started going. After a little bit, I realized he was copying me.
Yes.
And I was like, ooh.
At age 18, Rim has been in and out of school. Raiden's father only got his GED. Rim wants more for their son.
I know he'll be smart enough to graduate. I know me and his dad were, we just kind of hit some bumps. Hopefully he doesn't go through as bad as we did. But I want him to graduate so he can have a better life.
That's something she talks about with her baby. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.
A correction to our story yesterday about a prenatal health program. We reported that the Columbia Public Health Center in South Seattle was closing at the end of the year. Actually, only parts of the clinic are closing, according to Seattle King County Public Health. Tomorrow, in our series Behind from the Beginning, we're going to give you a look at toxic stress during childhood.